Mike Bond is a Hawaii-based novelist who uses the art of fiction to take us behind the headlines based on his experience as a world-traveled journalist. His latest novel is called Assassin, and it looks at what he sees as decades of policy decisions and mistakes that fueled the rapid growth of ISIS. He's on the line with us from Molokai. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Chris. It's great to be here.
Well, thanks for talking with us. You know, this war on terrorism is a strange thing. It reminds me of the Greek myth where you slay one and two rise up.
Exactly. Right on. Yep, it's a real mess, Chris.
Well, I mean, messes like this don't come about overnight, right?
No. We all have been working on this for many years. Actually, about 1,000 years.
Yeah, I was starting to sort of work backwards, and you know, I mean, the first place you work backwards to is probably the post First World War partition of the Middle East, right?
Yes, the Sykes-Picot agreements, which basically partitioned, as you said, the Middle East in ways that French and UK diplomats decided might be fun, but had no relationship to anything on the ground.
Yeah, these straight lines that make no sense, right?
Yep. But actually, it goes all. I mean, the war has been a central part of history in the Middle East for probably 10,000 years. It's the Garden of Eden. It's where, when we came out of Africa, we found the climate and everything else most appealing. And it certainly went into high gear with the evolution of Islam in the 600s, which became immediately an enormously conquering expansionist religion, if you wish. And Islam's over the next 200 years spread extremely fast across North Africa, throughout the Middle East, and even into Europe. And it's been a battle since between the West and Islam in many ways, which, as you pointed out, was heightened by the partitioning after World War One of the Middle East. And then, of course, all of the rip-offs associated with the oil industry and all those wars. And then, I mean, there's so many things.
What got us on this latest path to being the great Satan we have become in the eyes of so many?
Well, it's certainly, so many things we did, and this isn't one-sided. I think it's important to however mention the things where we've gone wrong. When we overthrew the legally, democratically elected government of Iran in 1954 and installed the Shah, which led, of course, a few 20 years or so later to the Ayatollahs and all the Islamic fanaticism that has come out of Iran since then, Hezbollah. And we hired a Baghdad thug named Saddam Hussein to shoot the Iraqi prime minister, shot himself in the foot instead, but we still made Saddam the dictator of Iraq. We changed dictators and governments over there frequently. And even as the president said recently, we do kill people and killed many people in Iraq and assassinated. So,
The complexities of history aren't easily digested by a great many members of the reading audience, even maybe as much as they should be. And certainly, you know, the recent rise of ISIS and the things that led to it have been written about by some very good nonfiction writers. But why is historical fiction, why is genre fiction like this especially? I think it's especially effective, and obviously you do too, but why?
Well, that's a really good question, Chris. And the reason why, as I see it, is first of all, what I try to do in my books is to put people right there. I want my reader to feel what it's like to be there, to be in the middle of combat or be in the middle of a CIA decision. I want them to understand emotionally. I want it to be an emotional response to a situation. And I also very strongly want them to know the truth. I mean, today, there's no way we can understand the truth from the situation we're in, and what I try to do is to tell both sides. My dedication is to our servicemen and women. That's my primary dedication. But I don't want to see them endangered or killed for no reason. I want us to get down to the meat of the reality of this so that we all understand what's happened emotionally. I'm explaining that poorly. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think you are at all, Mike, because what you're getting at is understanding the truth through a work of fiction. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the convention of good historical fiction is that when you refer to a, you know, that the external reality of your characters has to be accurate. Is that the rule that you're following?
Yeah, you have to know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So when you allude to an event or any kind of circumstance, it's documentable, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Or I've been there myself.
Mm-hmm.
And much of this book is my own personal experience over the last 30 years. And so when I talk about a firefight at an intersection of the street somewhere in some Middle East town, I may very well have been there,
mm-hmm.
depending on which one. Where. So again, Chris, this is back to I'm trying to bring the readers, my fellow Americans, the people I care most about, into the absolute truth of this situation so that we can make the right decisions. Because if we don't know the truth, we can't possibly make the right decisions.
Absolute truth is an awful, awful high bar to set, Mike.
Yep, yep. That's the only one that matters, though, Chris, really. You know, I open the book Assassins with a quotation from The Art of War, and basically to summarize it, it's he who knows neither himself nor his enemy is sure to be defeated.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think in the past 30 years with Islam that we've known ourselves very well, and we certainly haven't known the enemy. That's what I'm trying to rectify in this book, Assassins.
We can look at other conflicts that haven't worked out well for the U.S. and
mm-hmm.
say the same thing about them, couldn't we?
Vietnam is a perfect example.
It's what popped into my head, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's if we don't learn from these kinds of historical events, then we're doomed to repeat them, as we all know. And my goal is that we don't repeat these things. My goal is that we understand this deeply so we can make wise decisions.
Makes sense to me, Mike. Thanks very much for talking with us. I appreciate it.
Well, I very much appreciate it. And anybody who would like to read Assassins, I think it's at the Barnes & Noble in Ala Moana, and it's also available anywhere on Amazon.
Terrific. So, thanks, Mike.
Mike Bond
is the author of Assassins, released in January of this year from Mandevilla Press. He lives on Molokai, and you can learn more about his books on our Facebook page.